All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, certainly feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. In 2 Peter chapter 3, let's begin reading with verse 1. Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in which both I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is longsuffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all of these things will be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. As in also all of his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the Scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware, lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. What I would like for us to see is that Peter tells us of two influences that holds the world together. One of those is the Word of God. That we see in verses 5 through 7. By it the world was created, as he said in verse 5, for this they willfully forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. And we only have to go back to Genesis 1 and be reminded of how that God brought all of this into being. In Psalms 33, verse 9, It says, "For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." And truly, that's what we see in Genesis 1. We know that by the word of God, the world was flooded. Peter mentions that in verse 6, "by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water." And we only have to go to Genesis chapter 6 to read the account of that event. And we know that it is by the word of God that the world is kept in store. This is what Peter said in verse 7, "But the heavens and the earth which are now preserved by the same word are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men." So then, the world has not escaped God's control, despite the thinking of so many people. The world's destiny is not in the hands of men, and the world's destiny is not left to chance. That we can learn from 2 Peter 3 and verse 7. But by the word of God, we are saved. James 1, verse 21, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. And be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." In Romans 1, verse 16, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." So the two influences that holds the world together, truly one of those, verses 5 through 7, is the word of God. The second influence that Peter talks about that holds the world together is the long-suffering of God. And this is what he mentions in verses 9 through verses 15. The long-suffering of God gives us more opportunity to come to repentance in order that we might be saved. In verse 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And it's in verse 15, "Consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written unto you." So truly the long-suffering of God gives us that opportunity. And that's opportunity because of God's long-suffering is what causes this world to continue. Two, also, salvation that God is wishing for you and I to have, it involves the hearing of the gospel. Romans 10, verse 17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Two, salvation involves obeying all of the terms of salvation. It's faith and baptism. According to Jesus in Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, when it says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Another term of salvation is confessing Christ. In Romans 10 and verse 10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." So truly, the long-suffering of God gives us more opportunity to come to repentance and to be saved. But also, too, the long-suffering of God gives us more opportunity to become fit for the kingdom of heaven. It's in verse 13 of what we read there in 2 Peter 3, that he said, "Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, in which dwelleth righteousness." Heaven is for the righteous. Heaven is for the godly. in verses 11 through 14 of what we read there in 2 Peter 3. But let's look at them again. Therefore, since all of these things will be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. So heaven is for the righteous, and it is for the godly. Heaven is for those who grow in grace and in knowledge. This Peter said in verse 18 of 2 Peter 3. But grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. But two, the long-suffering of God gives us opportunity, but for now, not forever. Let us never assume that the long-suffering of God is without end, for it is. But still, the long-suffering of God, though it gives us more opportunity to be saved, it gives us more opportunity to fit ourselves for the kingdom of heaven, let's understand its opportunity lasts only for now, not forever. Because Peter said in verse 10 of what we've been studying in 2 Peter 3, the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it shall be burned up. The universe will perish. That we see in what we just read in verse 10, but also look at verse 11. Therefore, since all of these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Friends, the unprepared, when that event happens, will perish. Peter said back up in verse 7, but the heavens and earth which are now preserved by the same word are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. It's in verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, would not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And in verse 17, you therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware, lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. So, friends, the Lord is still holding the world together, at least for now. But the Lord has not promised to keep on holding this world together. The most important question that we need to ask is not when, but to make sure that we are prepared. Are we prepared? And only we can give answer to that question. Friends, we see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.